Good morning, Upper Cumberland. Welcome to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. And today in the studio, I got the infamous head coach, Greg Bibb, in here today to talk a little bit about Greg Bibb and then what you're doing today. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Thank you so much, Sam.
I had you here a couple of years ago. I think it's been about 3 years since you've been on the show, and honored to have you back. And a few changes in your life have gone on, so we'll update everybody with those. But first, let's just tell everybody where you're from. And growing up a little bit, where you grew up, and about your childhood.
All right, Sam. And first of all, thank you so much for having me on here. It's always a pleasure to have somebody that's way my senior.
No doubt about that.
But somebody I really look up to and appreciate you so much in our friendship. But I grew up in the thriving metropolis of Guthrie, Kentucky. We have about a population of 1,200 people. Mom and dad still live there. My mom, various jobs. She also cut hair, did hair on the side. My dad started off when I was younger, was an insurance agent for Lincoln Income Life Insurance out of Clarksville, Tennessee. And then wanted to go out on his own a little bit and started working with my uncle in construction, and then started his own construction business, wow. Plumbing, electrical, construction. He won't hire anybody. He just works by himself. I think the summer that I worked with him after my junior year pretty much solidified that he didn't want to hire anybody else.
But you took care of all that.
That's right. But he is a mom and dad, just great people, people of God, a great example. And if I could be half the man that he is and half the person my mom is, I'd be doing really, really well.
Siblings?
Sister is 3 years older than me. She just hit 50, so I make sure and remind her of that.
She's young.
Yes, and that's not what I say. But her and her husband, Robert Poindexter, they own a nursery in Adams, Tennessee. Do very, very well with that. I have a brother that's 6 years older than I am. He is a machinist in a factory in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Does very well. He's married to his wife, Christy. She runs the mail there in Elkton, Kentucky, where I went to high school at Todd County Central.
Well, I mean, what I'm seeing here, Greg, is, you know, you got family members that nursery, hair, you know, mom cuts hair. Your dad is in construction and runs a business. You know, that's kind of the way of the world right now. That's where everything's going. I think when you and I grew up, we always heard, hey, you need to go to school. You need to go to 4-year university. Your way of doing that was playing ball. And we'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, man, how things have changed. You know, the day now, somebody like your dad can go through high school, get some certifications, walk out of high school, walk into a job and making more than you and I'll ever.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the first time that slapped me in the face was my first teaching job. And I went back home to Todd County Central. And at the time, they were doing a big addition onto the school. And so I went outside. I was walking out to my car, and the mason was out there. He's laying brick. And I walked by him and, of course, drubbed up some conversation like I always do with someone. And we got to talking. I said, how much college did you have? He said, I didn't have any. I said, well, if you don't mind me asking, what's your annual income? He said, I make about $90,000 a year.
That was years ago.
Yeah, that was in 1998.
Yeah.
So, you know, I say it all the time, college isn't for everybody. Now, you don't have to go to college to make a good living anymore. Now, it helps. It just depends on what you want to go into. But I have a nephew that tried college for a semester this past year at MTSU. That's probably why it didn't work out for him, because it's missing. But my sister was all distraught when he decided he didn't want to go back. I said, listen, it ain't for everybody, and you don't have to have it. He just has to find his way in life.
Yeah, my brother John was the same way. And, you know, John's worked for Walmart for 25 years and done some other things and is doing perfectly fine. He never – it just wasn't suited for him. Mm-hmm. You know, he was very hands-on and wanted to get to work and start earning a living, and he did, and has done perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
In today's world, Greg, I think maybe that might have been more true in the past when we were growing up. Mm-hmm. A 4-year degree and the difference in pay made a big difference at that time, and probably will down the road as time goes on, because it gives you the ability to do more things maybe.
Right.
But you talk about, let's take a kid who goes through Gordonsville High School and then takes welding, and they get that welding certification. They can walk out and make make $65,000 the first day they start working, on up to $90,000 to $100,000 and more.
And I don't care if we're talking about 2021 or not, a first year starting job at $65,000 a year, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, I mean, we had to work up to that.
Yes, sir.
At some point. I don't know if I've reached it yet.
I don't know if I have either.
But I mean, to me, that's exciting because, you know, we are transitioning in the workforce. And that, and when we talk about the workforce, we're talking about students that you're working with now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the direction that I'm going with this is I know you train your athletes, your student athletes, to be more than basketball mm-hmm. players. And there's a life after basketball for the majority of them.
Right.
And it's not going to be playing at a university or playing in the NBA. Mm-hmm. So part of what you do is molding them into being good citizens and good community members. So talk a little bit about how important that is to you.
Yeah, it's extremely important because, you know, you're going to have 4 years with them and they're going to have the rest of their life. And what you do within those 4 years of how you prepare them and have so many life lessons if you treat it the right way. And I have to remind myself all the time because you know how I am, Sam. I'm extremely competitive. Didn't have the best a year this past year. But you know, you have to remind yourself what you're really in this for. And if you're in it for the right reasons, the good things will happen. But there's so many life lessons that happen throughout the year. It's hard work. It's dedication. It's responsibility. It's relationships. And so many parts of the game, every part of the game has a life lesson with it. And those are the things that I remember more in high school, my high school coach, than I do my college coach. I mean, Coach Harrell did a great job with me. But I remember because it stuck with me. I was so much more impressionable at that age
sure.
of what my high school coach Harper, my first high school coach. I had three of them in high school, but my first high school coach and Coach Fred Harper.
Today we're talking to Greg Bibb, head boys basketball coach at Gordonsville High School. And Greg, you mentioned a couple of things there I want to touch back on: hard work, dedication, relationships. If you can teach your players those three things mm-hmm. in the course of time that they're with you, and even if you have a kid who decides maybe they thought they wanted to play basketball and then they ended up not playing or mm-hmm. doing something else, they're going to learn these life lessons along the way because that's what sports teaches them.
That's exactly right. And it's teamwork, another thing that's really important. You know, whenever you start making selfish decisions, that's what crumble relationships, and that's one of the things that you learn early on in sports. If you're in it all for you, it's not going to work out for you. You might have a good game or two here or there, but the resentment of everybody else because your true motives come out. So teamwork goes in with that hand in hand.
And I know, you know, back to your playing career for a little bit, we'll transition back to that at Tennessee Tech. You grew up in a state that is big on basketball. I guess that's an understatement. I mean,
yes,
basketball
sir.
Is number one there. Mm-hmm. And I've had a couple other folks on here played up in Kentucky. And, you know, one unique thing for me that I can't even fathom is when you get into the state tournament, you know, you get little schools against big schools, and that's mm-hmm. unique. That only happens, I think, in two places, in Indiana and Kentucky. And man, that's something.
I think Indiana's actually gone to classes
have
now.
Okay.
So I think Kentucky may be the only one that's left. You know, what Kentucky does do is during the year, I think it's in January, they have an All-A Classic. So the All-A schools get together, play a region tournament, and then go on to the state tournament, and they play at Eastern Kentucky University.
Wow.
But that Kentucky state tournament is something special. And if you've never been, that's one place you want to go. I hope I can't ever go because I hope my team is in the Tennessee state tournament.
Yeah.
But your brother-in-law, Todd Hess, and I started going when I was at Sparta coaching, and he was there. Started going just about every year for at least 2 or 3 days. And to walk into Rupp Arena where there's 20,000 strong screaming for a high school game, it's something special.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not taking anything away from Kentucky sport, the other sports. You know, mm-hmm. they've got good football up there. Mm-hmm. They've got real good baseball. But there's just something about basketball in Kentucky that just stands out to everybody.
It's the following, and it goes with, you know, watching the Cats play, watching Kentucky. I'm a Kentucky fan, and either you're a Kentucky fan or you're a Louisville fan in
yeah.
Kentucky. You're not both. You're
yeah.
definitely not both. But I think it starts with that, the love for it, the success University of Kentucky had early on with Coach Rupp. And then high school sports bleeding down from that. I think in Tennessee, and I've seen them both, I think there's better athletes in Tennessee playing basketball. I really do. But I think the following is so much better in Kentucky because it means that much more. But I will say this, in this Upper Cumberland area, when I was at Pickett County, now I'm at Gordonsville, this is as close as it gets, if it's not already met it, because the importance of it is really good. We're trying to get that importance of it at Gordonsville. It's always been a football school, baseball school, things like that. But it's still important in this area.
You talk about, you know, basically going into Gordonsville and Smith County. I taught at Smith County as my first job, Smith County High School.
We at Gordonsville say Carthage.
Yeah, Carthage. Yeah, exactly. I jumped in there and, you know, coming from a college situation and only playing at Cobo as I grew up, that's all I knew. Mm-hmm. And then I go into a place like Smith County where you have Gordonsville and you have a lot of traditional programs. The thing that I noticed very quickly is when the doors open to play ball, you know, all the people are there. Best time to rob a house in Gordonsville or Smith County is when a game's on.
Absolutely.
And they support their athletics.
Yeah, and they support their athletics, and they support their kids. I mean, you know, everybody has those, has some parents that kind of go overboard. But for the most part, in Gordonsville, in Smith County as a whole, they want their kids to work hard. They want their kids to learn those lessons. They understand it's going to be tough love. Throughout it, because they give it to, for the most part.
Right.
So it's a wonderful place to coach. And one of the main things that make it a wonderful place to coach at Gordonsville High School is my administration.
Yeah.
You know, you have Coach Vaden that coached basketball, coached football there, wants everyone to win, every program to win, and not just program but academically as well. It's a five-star school,
right?
And they put importance on that, and they know winning breeds winning. So being able to, or having the opportunity to be in that school and being around those people that actually want you to win and give you whatever resource that they can.
Yeah.
And then that starts at the top with Coach Barry Smith, that's started in Pickett County, tried to hire me at Pickett County years and years ago when I was at Sparta. But he's all about giving the kids the best chance to win.
Greg, that great conversation start right there. I wish we're going to take a quick break. We got to take a break. We're out of time for this segment. We'll take a break and we'll be right back and continue. Welcome back to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. Got Greg Bibb in the house today, coach at Gordonsville High School in basketball. And Greg, you know, anytime I have a coach on, I try and talk about this because being a former coach, I know how very important this was to me. But you can't be a successful coach or a teacher without having support from your family at home. So tell us a little bit about your support at home.
Well, I have probably the best support cast I could possibly have. My wife Tamara of 27 years just been my rock. Kind of when I lose, like we talked about a little bit earlier, when I have to remind myself, sometimes I get kicked by her. Why are you doing this, really? And you know, she's been very supportive. She's been there for me every step of the way, and it takes an absolute special person to be a coach's wife, to go through everything that they go through, especially coming home, watching film late at night, maybe feeling a little bit alienated because that's all during the season. That's what you do. You're either at a game, at your game, at someone else's game, or you're watching film. And also sitting in the stands, because everybody's a coach in the stands, right? And then hearing some things said about their spouse and having the poise not to react. And so she's been – I'm so thankful for her. I'm so thankful for that lapse in judgment she had about 27 years ago. And then also my son Colby, he's 30 years old. He is an engineer in Murfreesboro at Mahle. Mahle. He's doing very, very well for himself. I actually look for him to be married here within the next year.
Wow.
And then my daughter, Carlsey. Carlsey's 23 years old, and having 23 and a 30-year-old, Tamara's getting old. Carlsey is just got out of esthetician school. I hope I said that right.
Yep.
Went out to Scottsdale, Arizona, and got certified in lasers.
Wow.
And she is at Let's Face It in All Good at
awesome.
The spa doing treatments there. But both of them played basketball in high school. Both of them understand it. Whenever they miss a game, They're always calling to see how it went. Just love my family. Very fortunate to have what I have.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of gratitude for that.
And I tell you what, you're right. And you don't know how much it takes out of a coach's spouse. And because, you know, I don't think a lot of people do it intentionally, but you're in the flow of the game and you're in the game. And sometimes parents and not even parents, but spectators,
right,
you know, will say things that it maybe are not as close to the program or have a kid in the game or whatever. And it's tough, you know, for them to sit there and hear something said about their spouse, knowing it's not true, or very easy to stand up and defend. They have to have thick skin.
That's right.
Even to be able to sit and watch a game.
That's right. You know, just seeing Dustin Williams just a few minutes ago, being a referee, you got to have thick skin, but also as a spouse of a coach, because there's no telling what's being said from time to time, especially when things don't go right. But I'm fortunate to have a wife with the attitude that she has and the work ethic that she has. She's one of I would put Tamara up as a teacher with anybody, and right. She works for you, you know, I put her as a teacher and caring and putting in more time than anybody else would. And so proud of what she's done.
I think the bottom line for her is she takes pride in just about everything that she does, yes, no matter what it is. And just a quality person and a quality teacher, there's no doubt.
Right. And I'm, like I said, I'm extremely competitive, but she is too. And she might be more so. We can't play board games and be on opposite teams. It doesn't work out very well. She wants to win at everything that she does and be the, not just win and get by, but be the absolute best that she can be.
Yeah, she definitely does that. I'll transition a little bit and remind everyone I'm talking to Greg Bibb, head Gordonsville basketball coach. And go back through your career as far as a coach. You said you started up in Kentucky. Give us a rundown of your jobs and where you've been.
I was at, started in 1998. I was on a 6-year plan at Tennessee Tech University to get out. I tell everybody I only went for 4. I was enrolled for 6. I went to Todd County Central, my old high school, for 1 year. I was assistant coach there, freshman coach, assistant JV and varsity. And, you know, I like being back home and seeing my family, but I missed here. Once you get a little dose of the Upper Cumberland, you just never lose it. So I wanted to get back here. So I was there for a year. I called Mike Buck. Mike Buck just got the job at Cumberland County High School. And I asked him if he had a spot open. He said, no, I don't, but I just left Roy Whited at White County. So he gave me his number, and I called Coach Whited up, and they hired me. I was there for 2 years, did elementary PE, traveling elementary PE teacher, and the assistant varsity coach and JV coach at White County for 2 years. I went to Livingston Academy for 1 year. I was Danny McCoy's assistant. Bruce Lamb actually helped me with that.
I'm sorry.
So I went to Livingston for that 1 year, but then I knew I wanted to be a head coach, and that's kind of why I was moving around a lot. And at that time, that's when my wife got her special ed degree, because she knew that there'd be a job anywhere that I went. So I was interviewing everywhere, anywhere and everywhere, and just got a phone call one day from Van Buren County, from Mike Martin. And he gave me my first opportunity as a head coach. And then after that, I was just there for a year when the Pickett County job was vacated by Brent Smith. He resigned. So I had some people call me on that, wanted me to come interview. I went up and interviewed, and I went back and forth as to whether to go, whether not to go, but decided it was an opportunity that I wanted. And I was there for 8 years. So from 03 to 11, I was there. During that time, got into a network marketing company. Things went really, really, really well. So I just got out completely. I wish I wouldn't have got out completely. I feel like a mistake on my part, but because I love coaching. Once I was out, but it did work out. It was,
sure.
It was in those years where Carlsey was playing. So her 7th and 8th grade year, all the way up through her senior year, I was out of teaching and coaching, and I could go and do whatever I needed to do. But then it was time for me to get back in.
And that took you to?
To Smith County. That was 3 years ago. I went in as a girls coach. I don't think my personality fits a girls coach. you know, a few of them cried in practice one day, and it kind of, after it was over, of course, it kind of broke my heart and made me feel bad. But then the Gordonsville job opened up. I interviewed for that, and that's where I am. And I think that's a great fit. It's a great fit for me. And I'll teach molecular biology there, but not, just
it's a good
kidding.
Class.
I do driver's ed. So that's only two classes I teach, and then a PE class.
So. I tell you, don't knock driver's ed. That's not an easy gig, I'll promise you.
We keep them on big roads with big shoulders, and so I have a long arm. I can pull that wheel over if I need to.
That's good. Been there and done that, so that's that's definitely not easy. So a pretty good track record there, Greg, of places that you've been, all the way from Todd County Central back home, you know, back to what you consider your home now, mm-hmm. around the Upper Cumberland area. We're going to talk a little bit more about the marketing side of Greg Bibb and your break as we return from the break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. Again, this is your host, Sam Brooks, talking to Greg Bibb, head coach of Gordonsville High School basketball team right now. And Greg, you touched a little bit on a break that you took. You did a little network marketing with a company called Zija, mm-hmm. which was very popular for a long period of time. Matter of fact, I still use Zija occasionally. Right. Just a really good product. But it did give you the opportunity to get away from basketball for a little while. And you said a minute ago you didn't know if that was a great thing, but judging from my point of view, I think it probably gave you a little time to step back, take a look at your career, what you had done, maybe think through some things. Because when you're on the go all the time and you go from one season to another, sometimes you don't have enough time to reflect. Mm. And that definitely gave you a lot of time to do that.
It definitely did that, Sam. And, yeah, it was a blessing what it did for us. You know, being a two-teacher income household with two kids and very active kids, the ends don't meet a lot of the time. And you're always, coaches, as you know, are always looking for something else. You got a lot of coaches painting in the summer, mowing yards in the summer, doing things like that, just to make extra money and still be able to do what you love. But it was definitely a blessing. And, you know, I was introduced in October of 2009 to network marketing, just extremely skeptical. Started using products and loved the products, just like you talked about, and kind of fell into the business a little bit backwards, because the only reason I wanted to do anything, because I didn't think anybody like me could make any money at that, but we just want to pay for the products and keep them coming into the house. But then, you know, I'm just, you know, I am competitive. I always want more. If I did that much, if I did this much and I got this, what if I did a little bit more? And then what if I did a little bit more? And then financially, it was amazing what happened and allowed us to completely get out. And, you know, one thing that was, you know, a lot of little blessings within that, but just hanging out with Tamara, being a coach for so many years and a relationship, it wasn't awful, but, you know, it just wasn't what it once was, because we're both on the go. She was with the kids when I was in the gym from time to time. And, you know, we're just passing, two ships passing.
It's time.
And then the time that we got back and had the opportunity to spend together was absolutely amazing. So going from being extremely skeptical to being a huge cheerleader now for network marketing, whether I was involved or not, just got started in another one. But I'm a huge network marketing fan, because it allows average, ordinary people like myself to live an above-average life.
Yeah.
So no matter what it is, I mean, if it's, you know, you have the opportunity to make $500 extra a month, that turns a one-car family into a two-car family.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it just fits the need, you know,
right,
whatever it might be. And probably not everybody, you were very lucky in the time that you got into it. But at the same time, you put a lot of time,
yes, sir,
you know, into making your business get a lot better. And you transit. I think the things that you were able to use in building your business and network marketing are the same things you learned on the basketball court that were relevant to making you motivated enough to want to go for that.
That's exactly right. You have to be self-disciplined big time. In network marketing, you got to do the exact same thing in sports. And I related everything, every speaking engagement that I did, I related everything in network marketing back to religion and sports. Everything can relate. But the best thing about network marketing are the people that it's brought into my life that'll never be gone again. in my heart anyway. And, you know, the met people all over the country. I actually sat in Evander Holyfield's house in Fayetteville, Georgia, about three times after he got involved. And so it's really neat what happened and how one person can lead to another that can lead to another, that Evander leads to the former Miss Nevada out in Las Vegas. Went out there and had the opportunity to work with her a few times. So just really neat the people that it puts in front of you.
We're talking to Greg Bibb, head basketball coach down at Gordonsville High School in Smith County. Greg, you go from that situation where you were able to take a break, nice break, were able to travel a little bit, get to be around your wife a lot better, and then you jump back in there, or jump back into high school sports, mm-hmm. and you started back with a girls team, and we talked a little bit about that. Prior guest I had on here talked about the same thing. They coach both girls and guys. It's different. Mm-hmm. Coaching girls, I've done both. Coaching girls is a lot different than coaching guys.
Yeah, they handle things a lot different. You know, you can really, really get after a boy. And you got girls like that too, don't sure. get me wrong. But you can really get after a boy, and a boy will say, well, forget you, I'll show you.
Yeah.
Where a girl, it kind of wears on their feelings, and they need a lot more positivity and a lot more confidence given to them through the words that you speak.
Yeah, and it's just totally different. I mean, and you said it yourself right there. And there's also some guys that sometimes respond
right.
the same way, that get their feelings hurt a little bit. And, you know, I know you're one of those rah-rah coaches, but I've also seen you know, you get on kids when they deserve it, when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. But I've also seen you pat kids on the back just as much, if not more, than you did the negative side.
I think that's important. And I think today it's more important than it was. I can remember my high school coach was 5'8", I believe he was. And he was a drill sergeant. he was on you every second of every practice. And, you know, these kids need that encouragement. Because, you know, sometimes in looking through all my years of coaching and all the kids that I've been in contact with, you don't know what they're going home to. You don't know if they're getting that encouragement other places. So sometimes they don't have a dad. So you're a dad in place of it at times. So they need that pat on the back. But they do need correction, too. They need to know that in the first time they get a job out in the real world, doesn't need to be the first time that they get corrected and get some criticism, constructive criticism.
Right.
That don't need to be the first time. It's just like I talk about my schedule in basketball. You get into region and sub-state time, maybe state tournament, hopefully. That better not be your toughest game. So you better schedule yourself to make it tough on you. And I think that's the only way kids will grow, if they have a good balance of both of those.
You touched on it a little bit, and it goes back into the classroom too. A lot of times we expect kids to come to school the next day with their homework. Mm. We expect them to walk the line. We expect them to do what, you know, for in your athletic situation, it might be, you know, to do skills during the next day, which is going to create a very hard practice for them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we don't dig enough to know what they dealt with the night before.
Right.
And I think teachers across the board, because there is so much of a need now, you know, we tag it, and Tamara definitely knows a lot about this. We tag it with social-emotional learning now. So
right.
we're having to learn more about the kids' home life, because there are more single-parent families out there than ever have been. And we could spend the whole show talking about the reasons for that mm-hmm. nowadays, but the fact is, a lot of times that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times you got to take into account what the student-athlete is dealing with before you know, sentence them, so to speak,
right.
or discipline them for something that might have happened.
Right. You can't just tag them. You know, it's about filling a void for that kid, whatever it is, because like you, everybody says, you're going to be remembered. You're either going to be remembered positively or negatively. And I'm sure I have some kids in the past that remember me negatively. I've learned as I've gone through it. And sometimes, like I said, I got to remind myself why I'm doing this. It's not just about X's and O's. It's not just about wins and losses. It's about being a positive role model for that kid and being a positive image for them. So like I said, it's just about trying to fill that void, whatever that void is in their life, and put them on as much of a trajectory towards succeeding in life as you can.
Well, and I know with you, I've known you long enough to know, and all the way back to your days with Coach Harrell at Tennessee Tech and all mm-hmm. that you guys were able to do there, And man, it's lengthy, and we could spend a whole show on that.
Sir.
You go back to some of the fights you had back during that time frame, which I love talking about. But you learned a lot of life lessons there, and you take those lessons on into your kids. But you're so right. You have to. It's more about personal relationships now. Mm-hmm. Now, so much more than it has been in the past.
Well, everything you do is about relationships. It doesn't matter if you're a teacher, if you're a salesman, if you're a coach, whatever it is. Everything is about relationships. It's about self-development, developing yourself to be better every single day, and looking at your daily routine, the things that you're doing. Either it's adding value or taking away from it. And it's the same thing in relationships, who you surround yourself with. I talk to my kids about that all the time. Whatever you're around, you're going to become. Whatever you listen to, you're eventually seeing. Whatever the radio in a car, the last song you hear on the radio, that's the thing that's in my head all day. So I got to make sure that I'm putting the right stuff in me, in my head, and as well as talking to my kids about that too.
I know you're always about self-motivation. Mm-hmm. You're about getting better every day.
Yes.
I see that. You know, we go to the same gym, believe mm-hmm. it or not. I see you working out there. And, you know, it's almost like you've not missed a beat. You went through a lot in college to train you and get your body where it needed to be to get you ready to play OVC basketball mm-hmm. every night. And you're still doing some of those things.
Yes, sir. Doing as much as I possibly can. And over this past season, and really since the pandemic happened, it's regressed. I hadn't done it as much as I have. I want to, as much as I need to. But it's everything's habits. It's about building habits. You got to build that habit back. But I do love that. I do. Once I get into it, back into it, I go for a couple of weeks at a time, and then that habit's back, and I love it. And that's one thing I look forward to every day.
You think it's important for your kids to know that you do that, to see that you do that, and you're still working?
I think it is. You know, you want to be a role model for them, so you don't want them to see you let yourself go. They need to know that you still have drive about you. That you're still reaching forward, reaching for something else. I was telling somebody the other night, I read a story about the early astronauts, the mental anguish that they had after they came back from the moon, when everything about their life was about going to the moon. So you get up, your whole day's about going to the moon. Now they go to the moon. Now what? And that's what caused a lot of mental anguish with them. So life is about, and they need to see it in people my age, is about reaching a goal and then setting another and going to work for it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, and I know they do too. I want to wish you good luck for everything you're doing at Gordonsville. I know it's a new situation for you. I'm glad you're back in basketball. It's mm-hmm. glad to have you back in the Upper Cumberland teaching basketball to these kids, and we're going to have you back on the show real soon. I can't believe how fast this has gone,
but
it's went really fast, and I want to thank you for joining the show today, and we'll have you back later.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Thanks, Coach.